about.
Are we really doing this?
Yeah, we're doing it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Shaq, what are you talking about?
The earth is flat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Hate is gonna hate.
Say, Eric, do you like fish sticks? Yeah? You like putting fish sticks in your mouth? Yeah? Well, what are you, Eric? A gay fish?
Wow, can't believe we lost some rock and roll.
What?
Chuck Berry died at 90. It was yesterday. It was Saturday. God, that heaven must be really crowded. You got Elvis up there, got Chuck Berry, Gene Vincent. Thank God that Fats Domino's still alive and Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive. Anyway, here's some cabbage for you.
What? Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Smell it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Yum, yum, give me some of that.
Roll another one.
How about that whole deal?
Just like the other one.
This is making me extremely horny.
This one seems to be about to quit.
That he like you.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
That did not feel sincere.
Roll another one.
Is it butt stuff?
Just like the other one.
We're all just people.
This one seems to be about to end.
I get it.
And I don't have another cent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just pass it around.
Meat sweats.
Well, don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. Am I still here?
Just pass it around.
And now.
This can't be real life. Pinch me right now because this can't be real.
I'm not going to pinch you, but I can tell you life is strange and this is happening.
Our feature presentation.
You're not supposed to come to Vegas and take naps.
We had to. We've been up. We only slept 3 hours.
No excuses, Lauren.
I'm sorry.
No excuses.
Sorry, we were drunk, but now I'm drunk again. We're ready to go.
No excuses.
It's 2 a.m. We're ready to party.
No excuses.
Oh, my God. God.
That conversation could have gone on for another 2 days, and all Muggs would have said is no excuses, because so nothing else would come to him.
That's the Kevin Amin Singles Party pre-party is
yes.
What that is,
wow.
Right? That's what happened in Las Vegas last night
yes.
After our listeners arrived via the bus.
Yeah, we were unable to work out the broadcasting thing this morning, so we have to go after the show, but they went yesterday, and Muggs went with them, and as you could hear, he's doing the Lord's work.
Did she say that was 2:30 a.m.?
I believe
it's 2 a.m. Yeah.
I believe it's 2 a.m. Yeah.
So Muggs is probably still wasted.
Oh, probably.
So we should call him.
I mean, all right.
Don't you think?
I'm down.
Well, let's just, I mean, we should.
Let's call and make sure he's safe. Right,
safe.
That's
safe.
What we're looking
That's
for.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Just make sure, yeah, sure he's okay.
Because we don't want anything to happen to him.
All right.
No, we don't.
Acting.
We call it a cell phone chip?
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Think it's on?
Yes.
Will he wake up? I think it's dead.
No, it's on.
No, it's on. Okay.
Yeah. He's a dad now.
Oh, that's right. Okay. That's a terrifying thought.
Right. He texted Omar about an hour ago.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So he was up all night pretty much?
Of course. What do you think we're dealing with?
Now, isn't Muggs the guy who isn't going to gamble anymore?
My show, please leave a message.
Oh. Let's see how it goes.
Tone.
Please call back your message.
Yeah, call back. Let's call back.
For sure.
Muggs is the guy, if I recall correctly, who got in so much debt with gambling that he is not allowed to gamble anymore. He cut himself off.
He didn't cut himself off.
No,
his bookie did.
His bookie cut him off with making bets with him, but Muggs has said he's not going to bet anywhere, any place, anytime. But so we send him to Las Vegas. Now, are we bad people for letting him go to Las Vegas when we know how desperately he wants to gamble?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much.
And we're fine with that.
And we've made peace with that.
Yes, I'm absolutely fine with that. It's really, it's his problem, really not ours.
Right.
I mean,
well, this is unacceptable that he's not answering the phone.
I mean, the cell phone could be literally sitting right on his forehead and he didn't wake up.
Oh,
come on.
Now, we didn't.
Yeah, we know how to do it. By the way, why do they keep telling you how to leave a message?
Well,
it's been 100 years.
Just in case.
You don't need to give us instructions on, hey, leave a message.
What if you were halfway through and that lady came on?
Drives me crazy.
Now, we did want to catch up with him this morning to find out all about our listeners and how the people who won the tickets for the singles party, how they seem to him and what we think the likelihood are of some hookups tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We do want to get an update from him later, but if he's not going to answer his phone, I don't know what we're going to do.
Maybe he set his alarm for when we're going to call later.
See, again, you're assuming that he's in bed in any way.
You're right.
Oh.
You're right.
So
he's in a dog track right now.
Very possibly. Very possibly. Because those 541 races are the best.
That's right. I mean, if worse comes to worse, let's assume he is in his room and for whatever reason he has bad cell service or something like that. Maybe we end up having to call the hotel.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the end. We have to go through the switchboard or something like that. But I want to make sure he doesn't get a minute's sleep during the show. That's really
absolutely
my goal.
Myself,
see, this is – shoot, this isn't helping.
Yeah. I mean, if we have to call him during the songs, during the commercials, let's do it just to make sure he's awake.
Because we're concerned.
Because we just want to make sure he's okay.
Right.
Safety first.
Exactly.
Is what we always say. Let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho show, shall we?
Do you understand that most of the country thinks that you're one of the stupidest people around right now?
Haters gonna hate,
right?
Am I right, Kevin?
Haters gonna hate.
A brand new edition of People Are Dumb. We've got How Does the Story End? It's Friday, so we've got the movie beat on the program today. We have your tickets for April Foolishness and tickets in the Big League pre-party. That's coming up this morning. And we have a brand new internet roundup as well. And we're going to check in with Muggs and find out if anyone there is alive. I mean, is it worth our time to leave after the show? Or are they all just out?
You think everyone in Vegas died?
It's possible.
Really?
You've never been on that bus.
That's very true.
I have. And it's going to be good. I can't wait. So we'll call Muggs probably every 15 minutes this morning as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54.
Hey, quick reminder, if you were interested in being the opening act for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness show, which is next Saturday night at the Shrine, April 1st, we are still looking for funny people who want to apply. Deadline is the end of the show today. So if you want to upload a little bit of stand-up and you might actually get voted in, and get to open that show, get all the details at krock.com. As if anybody who does stand-up comedy is awake right now, by the way.
Yeah, true.
Now that I think about it, that may have not been the best time to bring this up.
Right.
All right, Allie's in for Ralph Garman. One more day for the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday. What's going on?
Well, speaking of April Foolishness, someone that was on last year, I believe he opened because he had to then catch a flight to play in Vegas later that night, Gabriel Iglesias. Fluffy.
Yeah, what's Fluffy? Fluffy?
Well, I don't know if you remember, earlier in the month, he put his tour on hold.
I do. That was troubling.
And he just tweeted, I'm sorry to all my fans, but I have to do this for me. And he did it essentially to save his life. And according to TMZ, they're saying, now it's clear what he's been doing to get healthy. He's been boxing. So he had cited health and emotional reasons for taking the time off.
Right.
And TMZ has learned he's been hitting the gym with celeb boxing trainer Ricky Funes.
Okay.
Ricky. Big R. And he's already dropped over 20 pounds.
Wow.
And at the time he stopped his tour, he weighed in almost 360 pounds. So he's been putting on the boxing gloves 5 times a week, 2 hours at a time, just putting in work. And his goal is to shed 50 more pounds before he hits the road again.
Well, good for him.
Yeah,
that makes me happy.
He's doing all the work.
He's also one of those guys that works too hard. He never passes anything up. He's always doing stuff, and he's happy to always do stuff.
Right.
So it's good to see him actually take a little time to try and get healthy.
And to say no. I mean, that's such an important part.
He's a great dude.
He's such a nice man. So,
and I don't think it helped him to have that TV show where he went around and ate things like the heart attack burger and stuff like that.
Right. Even though at the end of the show they were always working out trying to lose that weight back, it just maybe it got to be too much.
I don't know if have we ever told the story of him in foolishness? I'm not even sure that he wants to tell it, but I want to tell it because I think it tells you what kind of a person he is.
Uh-huh.
He had a show in Vegas that same night, and he said, I will do foolishness early, and then I'll get my own plane, and I'll fly to Vegas. And he did that.
We discussed that.
I mentioned that at the top of the story.
In this report today.
And then he also...
I mean, it was brought up like 2 minutes ago.
It was
Allie
at the beginning.
Allie told that same story about...
You heard it, Bean, when I said it?
No, it was on the air.
You guys,
I'm
trying to tell a story.
It was there for everybody.
Okay.
So then he also donated to the charities on top of that.
I didn't mention that.
Okay.
That's the impressive part.
That part's new.
He got his own flight to Vegas, but then also donated money.
It cost him
money to do our show, and he donated to the charity.
I didn't mention it was his own flight to Vegas either. So that was good.
Bean, Kevin, can you see me?
He's flipping both of us off, Bean.
All right, you did add a little detail on top of the story.
That's a big detail.
Okay.
That's impressive.
Yes, Fluffy is impressive.
Oh, go to hell.
He's so mad.
I'm going to Vegas right now.
Goodness. You guys, this story... Maybe it's just because I love these two and I will read anything about them, but Megan Mullally and Nick Offerman, are they the greatest couple ever?
They seem to be very happy together,
but they seem good.
I do, and they are up there. Well, apparently Megan Mullally is one of those old-fashioned kind of gals. She told Alec Baldwin during a recent interview that she made Nick Offerman wait 4 months before they know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before they
had
it.
Sex, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She admits that she refused to let him come to her house when they were first dating. And when he did, she made him stand outside. But she eventually allowed him into the living room and then 4 months later, the bedroom.
When he was standing outside, did she hose him off?
I don't know.
He's got that lumberjack look.
He does. Well, he works with wood.
I know.
Is that standing outside and then getting into the living room and then getting into the bedroom? Are those all euphemisms? Or what are we talking about here?
They all might be.
Because if so, what's the porch?
And did he ever make it to the backyard?
Oh, no. I just wanted to say the story because I love them.
Hey, did you guys hear about the story about Nick Offerman?
No.
Just kidding. I try not to get too invested, Allie, because the best couple of all time was Will Arnett and Amy Poehler.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to stay together forever if love was real. And then when they broke up, I realized that we don't know anything at all on the outside of these Hollywood couples that we love so much.
Well, of course, you don't know anything about anyone's relationship. But so now love is soured for you, Bean?
Yes, I'm saying love is dead. Yes.
Well, I think Meg Mullally and Nick Offerman.
Well, that's
are
what
the
I thought about.
Couple,
that's what I thought about Will Arnett and Amy Poehler.
Well, I think you got to add Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell to that
list. Until Murder Suicide.
Oh
What's
my
wrong
God!
With you?
I hope that doesn't happen. But look,
that
got dark for me,
right?
And I'm the murder queen.
What the hell?
Wow, Bean.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Gabriel Iglesias story. I don't know if you guys remember when he opened
up Foolishness,
right? Yes,
what happened?
Hey, you guys, some birthdays today. Are you watching Baskets yet, Kevin?
Yes.
Or are they still just waiting on your DVR?
They're on my DVR. I have recorded... I've recorded all of them, but I just haven't had time.
Bad man.
It
Bad
is
man.
So good, and Louis Anderson is doing work that is just... It's stunning.
He won the Emmy last year. Last year,
yeah.
So he stepped it up.
He should win it again this year and possibly an Academy Award if they did that for TV.
I don't think
and
they do. A Grammy?
At Farrell's, he should win a pig's trough. Because that's another award.
Yeah.
He's amazing. It's his birthday. He's 64. The Undertaker is 52. Actor.
Now, do we like him or not?
The wrestler?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because remember... Nobody can see that.
Nope.
But I just did my impression.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Thank you.
Visually.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, everyone listening.
But trust me, it was great. Jim Parsons is 44. Allison Hannigan is 43. Actress Jessica Chastain is 40. And actress-director Lake Bell is 38. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
More tickets you can win for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness, April 1st at the Shrine. Coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, we got the movie beat next hour. We got a brand-new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. And at some point, we'll find out whether Beer Mug is alive or dead in Las Vegas.
Now,
Bean, no answer on his phone, by the way.
Bean always jumps to death as the first option.
Yeah.
But in this situation, I feel like I'm with him.
Possible?
Yeah.
I just know that he's not answering his phone, so what else could it be?
Right?
All right. Keep trying.
First, though, let's do People Are Dumb, shall we?
Dumb.
A woman in Calhoun, Georgia, came home, opened her front door, and she saw that her house was looted and filled with water.
Oh, no.
Right?
Wait, somebody stole her stuff and then turned on all the taps or something?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Her house was looted. So they took the good stuff, and then they just filled up water in the place.
That's terrible.
That's mean.
The woman called deputies when she opened the door and saw all this. They came out to investigate the house, and they allegedly found an even bigger surprise. A naked woman hiding in one of the closets.
What?
Go on.
So bad. So bad news, good news, right?
Right.
I don't think
worth it. Right. The naked woman in question was Suzanne Hussein. Right?
I'm probably born in Kenya.
I'm just kidding. Who lived about 7 miles away. She had no idea who the homeowner was. She was, in fact, nude. She appeared to have been on drugs.
Well,
she was acting, in air quotes, abnormally.
That goes without saying.
And was arrested without incident.
What was she doing in the house? And was she the one who stole the stuff and turned on the taps?
I don't have all of those answers, but I would assume she's responsible for all of it.
Then if she stole all the stuff...
Why didn't she make a getaway?
Why is she still in the house?
Well, I think she was on heavy drugs.
But where'd she put all the stuff she stole? And then did she come back?
I don't have...
Allie and I need more answers.
I don't have that much detail.
Is there another paragraph?
No.
Dumb.
This one comes from South Euclid, Ohio. Employees were concerned at a Taco Bell when a disgruntled customer held up the drive-thru line. Ooh. Don't you hate that?
Yes.
Look, here's my feeling on fast food.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at a expensive restaurant, you could be picky.
Yeah.
If you're at a fast food restaurant, take whatever they give you, whether the order's right or wrong, shove it in your mouth and get out of the way.
Okay.
So this woman stopped and would not leave. Taco Bell called the police to find out what's going on, and they asked her, why are you holding up the line? The woman's complaint is that Taco Bell was out of mild sauce.
Okay, she should be arrested for wanting mild sauce.
Her preferred condiment. They only had fire sauce on hand.
Mm-hmm.
So she wouldn't move. They told her, we're going to call the police. She wouldn't move. Then she asked for her meal at half price because of the trauma that she had to go through without getting the mild sauce. And
I'm with Allie. Putting mild sauce from Taco Bell on your food is like not putting sauce on it at all.
It's just making it wet.
Right. But my point is just go. Take whatever they give you and go.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's absurd.
And by holding up the line, did she think it would magically appear? Like, oh, we did find some, man.
That's a great question.
Right.
We didn't think we had any, but when we saw 12 cars, we found us some mild sauce. And finally, a married couple in Colorado Springs, Colorado, was in shock. They had a camera put up in their apartment, and they filmed their landlord having sex on their bed.
Here's
the news story.
The landlord in Colorado Springs is in trouble with the law over what he was caught doing in a tenant's apartment. This is bizarre. Police say Carlos Quijado used the tenant's bed to have sex, and cameras in the apartment caught him in the act.
I opened up the camera and...
So now this is the guy that lives there.
Yeah.
He's got an app on his phone so he can open it up.
Oh, my God.
And he can see the bedroom and he can see the landlord having sex on his bed.
Oh.
Kind of had to, quit the program and, restart it again because I didn't really believe what I saw. I guess the first thing that went through my mind was, complete and utter disbelief.
All right. How does this story get much, much worse? Because it does.
Oh, no.
If you tell me that the family dog was involved...
Nope.
Okay, thank God.
If
thank God.
The landlord was boinking his wife.
Nope.
Ooh, good one, though, Allie.
Thank you.
Good one, though. How does the story get worse?
You won't guess. I'm going to play it.
Okay.
There's no way you'll guess. Here we go.
To make things worse here, Pierce says the landlord used his wife's wedding dress to clean up the mess. Trespassing and misdemeanor obscenity.
He located her wedding dress and cleaned up the mess.
In other words, wiped down the bed.
Yes!
Oh! I don't think it was his bed he was wiping.
It was anything that needed to be wiped.
Oh, my God!
Kevin, you're a bad man.
I didn't do it. You're a bad man.
So the last couple of weeks, we've been giving away tickets for the Kevin Bean Singles Party, which is going to be tonight, by the way, in Las Vegas.
Right.
The Alto Bar in Caesar's Palace. And thank you once again to Chips, the buddy comedy, starring Dax Shepard and Michael Pena, in theaters everywhere today. They are the sponsor of the party tonight. So we are all going after the show today to Las Vegas, but we sent a bus.
Because we couldn't broadcast from there because we're lame.
That is actually true.
I would have broadcast there all week.
I know you would have. To be prepared and be in position. I know you would have, Kevin.
Right.
That's the kind of dedication to his craft that Kevin has.
Right.
Nice. All right. So we couldn't make that work, so we're going today. But we did send a busload of, or two, I don't remember how many, but two busloads of listeners to Las Vegas yesterday. And Muggs was in charge of shepherding them to Vegas. Okay.
Oh, no.
So that means that we haven't seen Muggs for 24 hours since about the time that he left to go to Las Vegas. And apparently he has been, I don't want to say he's been nonstop partying, but here's some audio that we were able to obtain via President Obama's wiretap of the hotel at 2:30 this morning. This is what Muggs sounded like.
You're not supposed to come to Vegas and take naps.
We had to. We've been up. We only slept 3 hours.
No excuses, Lauren.
I'm sorry.
No excuses.
Sorry, we were drunk, but now I'm drunk again. We're ready to go.
No excuses.
It's 2 a.m. We're ready to party.
No excuses.
No excuses. No excuses.
So that was at 2:30. So we thought, hey, let's check in with Muggs this morning. So we came on the air at 5:30. We called and got no answer and called again and got no answer. And then called again at like 6:15 and got no answer. And called again at like 6:30 and got no answer. So his cell phone wasn't answering. We called him through the switchboard at the hotel, not answering. And I don't know how Dave was able to do it, but apparently Muggs has been located, ladies and gentlemen.
Muggs, you alive?
How do people do this to themselves?
Yes.
Whoa.
Muggs. Oh.
Have you slept at all, dude?
I literally like went to bed like an hour and a half ago or something.
Did you hear your phone ringing a bunch?
I did not hear my phone.
Was it
ring
on?
Once. Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, we called 4 times in a row at 5:30.
I must have slept like a baby right through it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You sound good, though.
That drunk baby.
You do sound good, drunk baby.
You're sounding strong.
So, Muggs, we have so many questions. We need to figure out what happened with all these lost hours. First of all, how was the bus ride?
Oh, my God. That was, let me tell you, if you're gonna take land, if you're going to go buy land to Vegas, there's no other way.
If you're going to take land?
If you're going to take land.
Okay,
if
you're gonna take land, continue, please.
If you're gonna go to Vegas by land, there's no other way than to go by party bus. Dude, it was the most wild thing I've ever. People were like scissoring on the bus.
I'm sorry.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Whoa. All right. Whoa. I actually have some highlights that Muggs recorded on the bus.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. And apparently it's pretty strong. This is the bus with Kevin and Bean listeners on the way to Vegas.
And apologies if your name has escaped me because I am, let's just say, a little contact. Let's just say I got contacted.
Yeah, so that's Muggs is kicking it off because he needs to make announcements because he's in charge of the bus.
All right.
I should have smoked that weed. I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about. No, I'm good. I'm good. No, I'm good. I'm pro. I'm just flowing right now. I'm just flowing. I mean, there's no weed on this bus since it's not legal until 2018. It should be legal already, mother.
That's his political chunk. Oh, we're not done, Muggs. Hold, please.
Bush. This wouldn't be the K-Rock, Kevin and Bean, Marchica, Bow Wow, Vegas Singles Party Bus without a motherf***ing bush.
Yeah! Oh, no. Did you show yours?
No, no, that was the beer we were drinking, Busch beer.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
Apologies.
You can understand the confusion.
We were all thinking something different.
Here we go.
There's no number two on the bus.
Right? Yeah.
Right? We don't want to do that to Eddie, okay? But if...
No, what I'm saying is, if you have to go number two, go ahead, because tomorrow I will dump the restroom tanks.
All right, guys, okay, this is a real true fire beer mug moment.
What, how what come... The, yeah, translate that for me, Muggs, I didn't follow that.
First of all, why was the bus driver talking, and then you took the thing and started screaming?
Oh, well, no, so I was telling everybody no number two, but I had a consultant, Eddie, the bus driver, before I had mentioned that. But they were more than welcome to do number twos because Eddie, the bus driver, was going to empty the tanks for them and everybody was going to have a good time. And I was holding the mic up to his mouth while he was driving.
Right.
That is a good update.
So pooping was not only allowed, it was encouraged.
and in the seats.
Anywhere he wanted to.
Here's more.
I'm kind of under the influence. That's why you're driving. That's why you're the man, Eddie.
Sounds
poor
like love.
Eddie.
Sounds like a romance.
Can you imagine being Eddie?
No.
I'm dying to know what you thought of the singles, of the quality of the singles that we picked.
Listen, I gotta say, I've been to a couple singles parties in the past. This group has never been more eager to get out and try to, you know, seal the deal with another prospective single. I mean,
awesome.
These people are ready to have a good time.
That's fantastic.
All right, I have one more clip, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Of Muggs on the bus on the way to Vegas with Kevin and Bean singles.
What do you expect out of the Kevin and Bean Marcia Gabawa singles party?
Oh, nothing but legitness, man. Nothing but legitness, yeah.
Yeah, Juan. Where are you from, Juan?
Paramount.
Paramount in the house. Is that, am I thinking of Downey or where was the, they had a space program in one of those, was that Paramount? No.
Borderline Downey and Paramount, yeah.
Downey, yeah. They had like a NASA program out there.
Yeah, they did.
I'm hammered, Juan. Juan, I can't figure how to stop my recording machine.
Oh, man.
Can you do it for me? Can you do it for me?
I can't figure out how to stop my recording machine.
And by the way, this is before the party got to Las Vegas.
Yeah, we weren't even in Vegas yet. I that was bad.
No, that was great. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was
keep
strong.
Keep doing what you're doing, Bugs. Now, what's the plan for today for you? The party's not until tonight.
So I think I'm going to go try to do, detox myself by the pool.
Hair of the dog, man. Hair of the dog.
What's that?
Hair of the dog. Keep drinking.
Keep drinking. Is that what they do?
Sure.
Yes, that's what dogs do.
That's what dogs do.
Muggs, make sure to keep your phone with you because we may have other questions throughout the morning and we want to call. So whatever you do, don't fall asleep, okay?
Have Dave call my hotel room. I will
Yeah, we've
here.
Tried that too. How's your head? How's your head feel?
Miserable.
Would you say that helps or hurts?
It hurts tremendously.
Okay, good. Come on.
Right?
Come on.
That's how you start a show, right? There. That's how you wake up on a Friday morning is a little tool.
I got to be honest, we've been playing a lot of music.
Little tool.
We've been playing a lot of music that may not wake you up when your alarm goes off. So
yeah.
That's we're rectifying that,
one that
now.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kevin Bean Show for a Friday morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next weekend, we are going to be at the Shrine Auditorium April 1st for the 9th annual Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. And thanks again to everybody who has bought tickets or still plans to buy tickets at AXS.com with the proceeds going to some tremendous charities, Fisher House and Cedars-Sinai NIQ. We do have a pair of tickets to give away this morning for you and access to the Big Lee pre-party before the show with the Kevin and Bean staff. But we're giving you a little heads up. The giveaway isn't until 8 a.m., about an hour from right now, but we're giving you a heads up because why, Kevin? People need a little time to work on it.
Yes. People have to write a haiku. We're looking for a haiku.
Why do you
We're calling
like
this
that?
Foolish Coup.
Are we?
I'm not positive about that name yet. You're writing a haiku about being at April Foolishness.
Mm-hmm. What's a haiku?
It's a Japanese form of poetry that has 3-5-3.
Nope.
Nope. I thought if I sold it hard as 5-7-5.
There you
go.
Syllables?
Yes. Indeed.
There you go.
Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
Just got an update. The beer mug is down $200 gambling already.
Oh, poor mug. All right, Lord. So we're telling you now because we'll be asking you to call in an hour. And if your haiku is, if it makes the grade, we'll give you some tickets and tickets to the pre-party on April Foolishness Night. So that'll be coming up next hour. Get your haikus ready. Good luck. Allie's in for Ralph for one more day on the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Hey, right before we talked about the haikus, we ended Sober by Tool.
Yes.
And we're waiting for their fifth album to come out. And just ahead of that, there are rumors that they're going to release all of their back catalog on things like Spotify and Apple Music. So
finally.
Yes, they were holding out, but that's the rumor. So good times, Tool.
They
right?
have not released an album in over 10 years, you guys.
They're busy.
Welcome back, Tool.
Welcome back, Tool.
He's making wine. That's what he's doing, and he loves it.
Can you blame him?
Right? No.
Okay, then.
Glad he's back.
How about, though, some new music from Gorillaz? It's an album called Humans. It's going to be released April 28th. But Damon Albarn and Jamie Hewlett have released the cover art and a massive track list for the LP. 14 tracks on the regular edition with 5 more on the deluxe. But it's the contributors that are amazing. You've got Grace Jones, Mavis Staples, De La Soul, Pusha T, and a ton more. And they've also revealed that actor Ben Mendelsohn from Bloodline and most recently Rogue One will narrate the album's interludes.
Interesting.
What? So a lot of stuff going on. But here's the part that I found most interesting. A song was released yesterday. It's called We Got the Power and features Savage's Jenny Beth and Noel Gallagher.
Hmm.
What?
Wow. Weren't they famously feuding for much of the 90s, those two?
I would say the majority of the 90s and then past that. Remember,
the answer to the question is Noel Gallagher is feuding with everyone always.
But theirs was, they kind of, Noel and Liam took time off feuding with each other to turn all their anger to Blur. Yeah. Because I think it was like their follow-up single was set to be released, and then Oasis was like, oh, no, let's release ours before.
Oh, I see.
And then it turned out they released the single on the same exact day, and it just got ugly. It was like the Britpop feud of a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly.
It was amazing. But we've got a little bit of We Got the Power featuring Noel Gallagher and Savage's Jenny Beth.
Yeah. Noel sounds great.
Noel, I mean, he brings it.
Here's the actual clip. That sounds awesome.
I don't hate it.
I'll allow it.
I will allow it as
Remember
well.
Remember that strange Gorillaz song? It was Gorillaz, right? That came out like 2 months ago or something?
I think Strange Gorillaz is just, yes. Always something strange about
them. That was
them.
A weird song.
Yeah, for sure.
But that sounds great.
Yes. So we'll have much more on that in a bit. But for now, some of the birthdays today. It is March 24th. Actor Louis Anderson is 64. The Undertaker is 52. Actor Jim Parsons, 44. Allison Hannigan is 43. Jessica Chastain is turning 40, and actress-director Lake Bell is 38. I'm Allie McKay, and Pharrell Garman, walking the Showbiz Beat.
Allie, you bring up a good point. Muggs is a father now.
Yeah. When we called him originally and he wasn't answering, I said, he's a father.
Yeah, he's got a wife and a baby.
Yeah, answer the phone.
But I mean, honestly, though, if there's, God forbid, any trouble, is Muggs called? I mean, let's be honest.
True, but
isn't he like 10th on the list?
You're right. Good point.
Well, we'll check back in with our boy in Las Vegas and find out how the preparations are going for tonight's singles party. That's going to be something else based on what we heard about the winners, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like they're primed and ready to go for tonight.
Yep.
All right, thanks so much for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday. We've got the Movie Beat coming up later this half hour, brand new Internet Roundup as well, and as we mentioned, those April Foolishness tickets for your haikus in less than an hour. But first, though, it's been a while. How about a little How Does the Story End?
How does the story end, my friend? Friend, how does the story end?
I think this is going to be a tough one to guess. I've asked Christine, our assistant producer, to come in to be an extra guesser. And we may even end up taking some phone calls on this one if you guys can't come up with it. But okay. I found this a fascinating story. Hi, Christine.
Hi, guys.
You excited about going to Las Vegas tonight?
I am so excited.
And Christine is single, you guys, coming to the party.
And straight whiskey.
I was going to say, if you want to impress her, just ask her what whiskey.
Straight whiskey.
Yes, please.
Charles and Lois O'Brien are in the news right now. They are a happily married couple. He is 83, I think. She is 89. And they are starting to wind down their estate, realizing that they're not going to live forever, and they need to start making some preparations for what to do with some of their things. And they are in the news right now because they have made a donation. They live in Green Valley, Arizona, Kevin. You know where that is? It's about 10 miles south of Tucson.
I don't.
They have made
if you're from Arizona, you try to never go to Tucson. That's just the rule.
They have made a donation that has made news because it is one of it's a collection that is one of the largest ever assembled. And this is something that they have done for work and for pleasure for decades. This collection is estimated to be worth up to $10 million.
Wow.
And they are donating it to Arizona State University.
That's odd because U of A is in Tucson.
Yes, it
is odd. That's odd.
I think they lived most of their life in the Phoenix area and retired to this area in Tucson. But it is, I thought the exact same thing. That school rivalry apparently doesn't reach people in their late 80s. All right. So they spent 60 years putting this collection together. It has 1.25 million items in it. Okay?
Wow.
So it's a collection. Was gathered in 70 countries around the world and every continent. And as I mentioned, it is estimated to be worth as much as $10 million. Some individual items in the collection are valued as much as $300 each. But again, it's 1.25 million items in the collection. So the question for the room is, what have the O'Briens been collecting for 60 years?
How does the story end?
Allie has her hand up. Yes, Allie?
License plates.
No. Wouldn't that be awesome if she got it first time?
And segment's over.
It would be a surprise. You think they had 1.25 million license plates? No, they
did not. Well, they traveled a ton, so maybe they...
I mean, look, people have collected stranger things than that. That's very much a possibility. In this case, no, that's not the case.
Kevin's hand is up.
That's good. Yes, Kevin.
I have a guess.
Okay.
Coins from all different countries.
Mm. Another great guess.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Not this time. Okay. Not for the O'Briens. Christine?
I don't think this is going to be it, but I can't think of anything else. Snow globes.
That is delightful, Christine.
That would be a wonderful collection.
You're so cute. And no,
I would enjoy that very much.
Wouldn't it be awesome if that was the right answer? Though?
Yes. That would be, yes. How about you, Chip? Anything going through your pretty little head?
Oh, it's got to be animal poop.
It is, in fact, not animal poop.
Huh. How many countries did you say?
70 countries.
70 countries.
Every continent.
Every 60 continent.
60 years, 1.25 million items valued at $10 million.
I don't know about you, but when I travel, I like to buy magnets.
The world's largest refrigerator magnet collection. I'm sorry, that is not the case. But that would also be very cool.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Toenails.
What?
All right. Are we being serious now?
I don't think so.
Well, obviously, the only reason that we're doing this game is because it's not something we would guess.
Right.
How
does the story end?
It is. You're right. It's not something that you would guess.
Okay.
But I don't think it will be a huge surprise when you hear what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's.
Oh!
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have your hand up.
I think it's
next.
Christine's guess.
Oh, it's my guess. I was going to say because if you're talking about these remote locations, things in gift shops like thimbles and stuff probably don't exist, or magnets, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about like rocks?
Rocks? Mm. That's a great guess, Christy. No.
Okay. Can we squeeze in Adam in Simi Valley?
Sure.
All right. Adam, what's your guess?
These people are collecting insects.
These people are collecting insects.
Yay!
You are absolutely correct. They specialize in insects. He is a weevil expert.
I'm sorry?
And she specializes in something called a plant hopper that often resembles a leaf and uses its beak to drink sap from plants. That's the basis of their collection.
So they're killing insects and bringing them home?
Stealing
these
them.
Are murderers. Why are we celebrating them?
Adam, was that a guess or did you see the story in the news?
Well, it was a guess.
You're a liar.
Adam, you're a liar.
You're such a liar.
You're a liar.
Let Adam talk.
Just insects came to me.
Adam, how'd you do it? How'd you crack it?
I've been to Arizona and seen all the cicadas come out, and I also know that people in Arizona are crazy.
Well, that is true.
Both Kevin. Of those things are true.
They have been together since the 1950s, by the way. They are both entomologists, and that's what made them fall in love with one another, is they both collected bugs and made it their life's work.
So their bug collection.
$10 million
wow.
worth of bugs.
Wow.
Is that a good use of your life, by the way?
Well, it was their passion. Look, it's what they did.
Yeah, if it makes them happy, yes.
Yes, okay.
Adam wins nothing, so I love that. I mean, he actually won.
Yay, congratulations.
And we have nothing for you, so thanks.
And that's how the story ends.
That's how the story ends.
You know what's fun on a Friday is to open up the phones and take some calls for Kevin and Bean's What's Good. What do you guys think?
I'm in.
And let's get Muggs back on the phone, too.
Yeah,
make sure he hasn't fallen asleep in Las Vegas since the last time we talked to him.
And by falling asleep, you mean dead.
Possibly, yes. Right. So we're going to let you take control of the show for a few minutes. If you want to get on the air, give us a call at 1-800-520-1067 on any topic. Give us a call, and we'll put you on the air coming up in a couple of minutes here. First, though, it is Friday. Ralph Garman has been on vacation all this week. He'll be back on Monday morning filling in on the movie beat because it's Friday. Is our old friend Russ Leatherman. He is the movie man, 6secondreviews.com, on Twitter, at 6secondreviews. Russ, how are you, my friend?
What's up, lesbians?
How dare you, sir?
Well,
and how'd you know, by the way?
I'm straight.
That's my new shout-out. I'm kind of workshopping that. What do you think?
I feel like maybe it needs a little more work.
And I don't know that it works in every room either.
Right.
I don't know that you could just walk into an office building or Thanksgiving and come up
what
with that.
What up, lesbians? All right.
So why is that on your mind? Is one of the movies this weekend involving lesbians?
That's a good question. No, there's a lot of wieners.
Okay.
No lesbians, but there's a lot of wieners. So let's just start with that. And three big movies opening. Let's start with Chips.
Chips.
Right? Dax Shepard, Michael Pena. Now, we're old enough. We remember our old friends Larry Wilcox and Eric Estrada.
Sure.
They were just so nice, right? They just kind of rode around the city. They didn't really bust any big perps. They were just kind of helping people out.
Right.
Yeah. They were no harm, no foul. This movie is very different, right? You have these guys who are... Well, let's just do this. Let's play a chip clip. You got one?
Yep. California Highway Patrol. Think they have some crooked cops. They want you to go on the inside.
Go undercover within a department? That's awesome.
We put you with a rookie named John Baker.
So who am I playing?
Francis Llewellyn Poncherello.
Are the first two female names?
What's up? I'm John.
Poncherello.
We're like Jay-Z and Beyonce. We are ride or die.
I'm Jay-Z.
I need to get into some warm water.
I'm not going to carry you there.
I saved your life yesterday.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to bring it up.
Grab me and get it over with. You face plant my...
No. There was no contact.
I could have swore I felt either your nose or your lips.
Nope.
I like both of these actors very much, Russ, and I think they're good at comedy.
I think they're good at comedy, too. And this is what I can say about Chips. There are more wieners per minute than any movie this year.
Okay.
Go on.
Right, so you got that. These two are funny. I even like Kristen Bell very much.
Shame
in the movie. I love The Good Place. I love her TV series. So if you like your movies down, dirty, foul, with a lot of weenage, this is the one to go see. This
Allie looks like you're going to be making some time in Las Vegas for
Chips.
Right,
always time for wieners.
Weenage.
Weenage. Yes. Always
whatever.
Time for weenage.
You call it what you want.
I will.
There's another alien movie in theaters, because we can't have enough alien movies, apparently. This one is called Life. Okay, now, Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds. You've got a big cast.
Yeah.
There's a spaceship. They go to Mars. They're going to bring back a sample. So they put that on the spaceship. Is that ever a good idea?
I mean, I understand why they feel like they need to do it, but it does seem like you're opening yourself up for disaster if it turns out to be dangerous.
Yeah, probably so. Hey, let's listen in. Here we go.
The manner of which we first meet life beyond Earth may determine the character of all our subsequent relations.
The specimen's location is unknown.
We don't know what it is.
If this ever gets back to Earth, we'll risk all human life.
We're out of orbit.
You don't know what it can do!
The life we know. Perhaps that is where we ought to begin, with ourselves.
I take a lot of heat, Russ, from being the guy on the show who desperately would love to go into space, and movies like this aren't helping me make my case that it would be awesome.
Yeah, that's probably true. But let's do this. Let's play a 6-second review if you have one handy. Here we go.
Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's mostly just an alien knockoff, but life is fun, exciting, and the cast is well worth checking out. I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to like it. It's a totally cool movie. The effects are good.
All
Jake
right.
Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds, that's a good cast. And it feels like you've seen it a bunch of times before, but with sort of what's in theaters right now, it's probably the best of certainly what you can do this weekend. So I liked it. I think you should check out Life.
All right. Great. 2 for 2. What's left?
We got Power Rangers back in theaters. What do you think about that?
You know, I wasn't a Power Rangers fan growing up, but I was a little, you know, I'm a little too old for that. But I will say a ton of people love them, love this franchise, loved the TV show, and are really excited this movie's been made.
Well, let's listen. Here's a clip.
You five are the Power Rangers.
Did I just hear you say we're Power Rangers?
Is this some kind of joke?
We're talking to a wall.
I was kind of expecting a little more.
So where were you last night?
Me and 4 kids found a spaceship buried underground. I'm pretty sure I'm a superhero.
Cool.
She is pure evil.
How do you expect us to stop her?
It's morphin' time.
The Power Rangers movies from the 1990s were apparently pretty bad. Have they gotten better since then, Russ?
Well, here's your 6-second review.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Even for fans of the show, the mighty Power Rangers have morphed into something more ridiculous than fun. I'm out.
Oh.
Not as good.
That movie is terrible.
Oh, no.
In almost every single way, it's just awful. So if you're going to go see a movie this weekend, I think you go see Life. Now, if you have an extra couple seconds, I have a new segment that I like to call 5-Star DVR.
Okay.
Kevin, what do you think about that?
I like it.
Title?
I like it, yeah.
Okay, if you guys are not watching Crashing on HBO with
yes.
Steve Holmes.
We are.
How good is that?
It's very funny.
Agreed. Yeah, it's
real
good.
I really was not familiar with Pete Holmes. And for those of you who don't know, it sounds like you do, he catches a dude banging his wife, and now he's just a sad comedian who's couch surfing with Artie Lang and T.J. Miller. He is one of the funniest dudes I've seen in a long time.
Agreed.
Yeah, he's delightful.
So, Crashing, check that out. Also, as you guys have probably talked about, the Chappelle specials are on Netflix.
Netflix, right? Mm-hmm.
Can I give you a recommendation, though?
Yeah.
So, the first one, it's, you know, it's got the rapey stuff and all that, but it's pretty tame as far as Chappelle goes. So my wife, who runs a training facility, she starts telling her clients, her elderly clients, hey, you should watch the Chappelle specials. It's so funny. You're going to love it. Then we came home and watched special number 2. She really should have reconsidered that recommendation.
Uh-oh. Not for old people, maybe, Russ?
It is insane the difference between number 1. Have you guys watched both of them?
I haven't watched either yet.
I have not, no.
Can't wait.
Okay, they're super, super funny, but just be warned. Watch number 2, but don't do it with your parents.
Okay.
I think don't do number 2 with your parents is probably good advice.
Good advice.
At all times.
Yeah,
good
advice. I like to do. I like to help the people.
All right. So Chappelle, yes. Crashing, yes. And for the movies, Life, yes. You can go to 6secondreviews.com for more and on Twitter at the number 6secondreviews. This has been Russ Leatherman, the Movie Band. Have a great weekend, sir. Thanks for filling in.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. I know no one wants to hear me say those words, but I'm going to say it anyway. That's a pretty sexy song, right?
Well, now I won't think it is.
I mean, we all thought.
It's one of my favorite songs. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, come on. Did I ruin it?
Yes.
Oh,
what do you think?
Hey, we're taking your calls right now on any topic. It's Kevin and Bean's What's Good at 1-800-520-1067. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
Let's go out to Huntington Beach and talk to Adam first. He's on line 1-800-520-1067. I have a good feeling about Adam's call. I think this is going to make us all feel good on a Friday.
All right, good. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. What's good?
What's good? Man, so I just moved here from Indiana about 2 months ago, and today, every day, I hit traffic on my way to work, Today I woke up, the sun was up early, there was no traffic. I got to work in a half hour. I'm early, we're going to be ahead of schedule. It's Friday. I live in California now, so I am just so happy. Today is going to be good. It's going to be great. You guys are awesome. You guys make my morning every morning, and I'm loving it.
This is crazy positive.
You are a goddamn delight.
Why did you move out here?
So my brother owns a staging company in L.A., and he offered me a job. He needed some help. I told him make it worth my while. He did, so I came out.
I'm super glad you're here.
We're glad you're here, Adam.
I think we need to take Adam's phone number and call him in a year when he is beaten down and he is cynical and he hates the world.
By Los Angeles or our show?
Probably both. Well, he would have long moved on from our show to something better. But he'll be calling and going, why is the traffic so bad? Why is it so smoggy? Why? And he'll just be full of hate.
Nah,
that's my prediction.
There's been some traffic days where I just want to, like, destroy the world and plow through every car on the highway.
Yeah, that's part of the deal, that's for sure. Well, I'm glad you're happy, and I'm glad I think you've improved the commute for a lot of listeners this morning with your positive attitude. I hope it continues to be a great day. All right, Adam?
Same to you guys, and you guys have fun in Vegas this weekend. I wish I was going with you guys.
We will do that.
Thanks for the call.
I can promise that we will do that.
All right, let's go to line four, please. Excuse me, line three is what I meant, with John in Stanton up next on the Kevin Bean Show for What's Good. By the way, Muggs is on the line from Las Vegas. We can go to him at any time as well.
Okay. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's good?
Good, good. This question is actually more for Allie.
Okay.
Okay.
I was hoping that you'd give me some woman advice.
All right.
So I've been talking to this girl for about a month and a half, and I've been trying to take her out basically every weekend, and something always seems to come up. I know that she's busy. She takes, like, six classes in college. That's a job. But my question is, do women like to be pursued, and should I continue pursuing it, or should I maybe, if she showed a little interest, maybe kind of sit back and see if she'll, you know.
Are you literally asking her out every weekend and she never has time?
I mean, yeah, it's to an extent, not like planning a specific day, but like, hey, we should, you know, grab a drink or something this weekend or whatever.
Okay, here's what I need you to do, John. I need you to be specific. I need you to say to her, hey, let's get dinner. 7 p.m., I'm going to pick you up. Let's do it. Give me a date that works for you. Here are some that work for me. Be specific. Get to the point. If she can't commit, move on. But here's what I'm finding about men and women nowadays. You can chat for months. Text back and forth. We should get together. Oh, sure, we should. And it never happens because nobody commits to something exact. And I think people, for some reason, just get stuck in this rut of texting.
Yeah, true.
So
yeah,
make a specific...
Exactly,
I'm sorry?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just like we're pen pals.
No, make a specific plan. If she can't commit to that, move on. She's stuck in that zone.
Allie, bringing the hammer down.
I invited her to April Foolishness. I got Big League tickets and everything. Mm-hmm. So she said that she's going to try to make it in her schedule. She's going to let me know on Monday if she can get the day off.
Okay. Right. If she says Monday that she can't, give her one more chance with a specific date and a time. You're going to pick her up, everything. Make it so the only way she could say no is if she's not into it.
Right. Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck, John.
Thank you, John. Call us back when everything explodes.
Or when it goes great and you have a happy day.
Kevin.
Let's go to line five. This is going to be Whittier Jeff. I don't know how his story is going to be, but he's calling about the best human on earth, so I feel like we need to give him some airtime.
All right. Hey, Jeff.
What up, Knucklebutt?
What's going on? What's good?
Hey, we went to Muse Inc. last Sunday. Bad Religion, Pennywise.
Yep.
And had a meet and greet with Travis Barker.
Wow.
And
check you out.
And is Bean right? Is there anyone on this planet that's cooler than Travis Barker?
No. He's cool as hell.
Yeah. Good dude.
We got him to sign my wife's ankle and then went inside the buildings and had him tattoo it on her ankle.
Oh,
perfect. All perfect. Right. That's great.
That's a hard spot.
Yeah, it feels good on the ankle, too.
It didn't hurt me at all.
Oh, nice.
Were you nervous at all? Look, if I'm meeting Travis Barker, whom I've admired, you know, my whole life for the first time, I'm a little bit nervous I don't want to blow it. I don't want to embarrass myself. Did you have any trouble coming up with things to talk to him about?
I didn't. My wife can't speak in front of people like that.
Yeah.
But I was wearing my Social D shirt. We started talking about Social D.
Yeah.
And
had a full on conversation, and then she got up there and froze.
That's the that's the thing about Travis, though, is he's not a big star, so he wants to move on from your conversation. He'll just sit there and chat with you.
Yeah, he just loves people, you know. So I'm happy that you had the same kind of experience we've always had with Travis Barker, and congratulations on your wife's tattoo. Let's do Ashley real quick, Huntington Beach. He's up next, line 7. Kevin Beans, what's good?
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's good with you?
March Madness, UCLA, Kentucky tonight. What do you guys think?
What a game.
I don't know what to think about this.
This is why March Madness is so fun, because either team could blow out the other team. Mm-hmm. It could go down to the wire. It's just, you never know. The teams are so young. There's so many mistakes. It's impossible to tell.
Well, Kentucky has looked pretty beatable, and we beat them in December. So,
well, that helps.
So Ashley is all UCLA. Listen, I'm fine with UCLA winning that game. I hope they go.
Ashley, I'm sorry. I have Kentucky going to the Final Four. I know. I did. I apologize, but it was right when that dad was just real annoying and real mouthy that
but
I just.
Ashley, don't you remember me saying, "Hey, before you choose,
don't take it out on
call Ashley."
Yes. You did. You said call Ashley.
You should call Ashley and see what she
did. She was busy,
right?
And I couldn't get her.
Don't blame UCLA for LeVar's.
You're totally right. I did the wrong thing. I apologize. Go UCLA.
We got our fingers crossed.
Okay.
I hope it works out for you, Ashley. Thank you so much. All right, let's just do one more. Let's just tell Muggs we don't have time for him. I know we kept him awake and he was up all night long. But hey, Muggs, how you doing, buddy?
Guys.
Go ahead.
I'm going to need to borrow some money.
Muggs. This is the problem with sending Muggs to Las Vegas early, is he's losing all of his money.
We're in the heart of March Madness. It's going crazy down here. I can't stay away. I need some money.
It sounds like your phone's breaking up. We can't actually hear you anymore.
Are you still there?
I don't know. Oh, we lost him. What a shame.
It's a shame. What's good? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:53.
All right, let's hear your haiku, Kevin.
We're doing this because we're giving away tickets for April Foolishness.
Mm-hmm. So and access to the Big Lee pre-party next Saturday night at the Shrine, April 1st. Bill Burr, Angela Johnson, David Koechner, Jimmy Pardo, Adam Ray, Jonah Ray, Taylor Williamson, and the opening act contest winner. You can be there with us if you give us a haiku, a foolishness haiku. Kevin's going to give you an example of what that might sound
like. This is a traditional form of Japanese poetry. Three lines, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. All right. I know.
Well said.
April Foolishness. Might be the best night of your life. You
that's
should
eight.
Get tickets.
You're already...
No, I said of your life. Not, I used of your life as one word.
No, that's not
no,
how it works.
It's syllables. Of your life. It was a syllable.
Say
the way I said it was a syllable.
Say the sentence again.
Of your life.
Say the sentence again.
How many
again.
Syllables is this of your life?
Three.
That's three. No, because I said it as
say
one.
Say that sentence again. It's supposed to be seven syllables.
Might be the best night of your life.
The right? eighth.
Well,
so
late. A success.
All right.
It's not
thank
a success.
You.
No,
thank
lady.
You. Thank
not
you,
not
a success
come
at
on.
All. All right. You can do better. Call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear your foolishness haiku. That's what we're looking for here. And we'll win some tickets coming up right after the top of the hour. First, Ali Zimbarab with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
I don't know if you guys have been as excited about this as I have, but... Remember when people were talking about a big Love Actually reunion?
Yeah.
A lot of clips coming out. What was happening? Well, it's for something called Red Nose Day, which is run by the nonprofit Comic Relief. We've done it for a few years here in America, but we basically stole it from England.
Right.
They've been doing it for over 30 years. $1 billion has been raised for impoverished children. They do an amazing job. Well, tonight is their Red Nose Day, where this 10-minute short called Red Nose Day actually will be broadcast.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this. The director of Love Actually is the one that started Red Nose Day back in 1988.
Huh.
So that's why it's all coming together. But it's going to be tonight at 7 p.m. in England, which is later today for us.
I think you've done the math correctly.
Math, and I just...
Math is hard.
I just got scared.
Plus, you're going to be in Vegas. You're going to have to catch up
on it. I'm
going to
be in Vegas, but I will tell you this. I will keep refreshing to see that clip.
I'm amazed how many of the cast of that movie from 20 years ago they got to come back for this Red Nose Day video. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, unbelievable. Can't wait for that. So we can see Hugh Grant, Colin Firth, Andrew Lincoln, all of them tonight, later. in England. Hey, you guys, I've been wondering, what's Mario Lopez been doing? Well,
you haven't been wondering that.
Not even a little. But he'll be the host of the new live-action CBS game show Candy Crush, based on the game you play on your phone.
Look, if there's one-tenth of people who actually play Candy Crush that watch that show,
right.
It will destroy.
Is it still a thing, though? I remember
yes.
It being big a while ago.
It was a while ago.
But still a thing?
Still is.
Well, on the TV show, producers have set up teams of two people. They're going to use their entire bodies to swing, slide, and swipe to make the matches on the huge interactive game board. So that could be cool, because they're not using their fingers. They're using their whole body.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Spike TV's tattoo show, Ink Master, has been renewed for a 10th season.
That's a good show.
Yeah, and that's just before the ninth season has even begun. Variety reports Spike is also putting together a special about female tattoo artists called Ink Master Angels. Because, see, ladies are angels. Rethink that title. That's all I'm going to say. The new season of Ink Master will air on Spike TV in 2018, which aren't they rebranding as like Paramount Network or something? They're not going to be Spike anymore.
That I
don't know. So rethink the angels,
right.
And then rethink maybe staying Spike, because we all know it is Spike.
Allie has a lot of notes for Hollywood today.
She does.
I really do. I don't have a note for this, because I support it 100%. You know how they're doing a new remake of A Star is Born,
yes.
Which I wasn't super into, because I didn't really love the Barbra Streisand, Kris Kristofferson one. I know, it's blasphemy. Sue me. But... Bradley,
can we sue you for that?
You can, a little bit.
I don't even care about this story, but
yeah,
I can sue
you. Yeah,
you're
going to sue me?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Bradley Cooper is doing the remake. It's going to be his directorial debut. But Lady Gaga is doing the role of Barbra Streisand. So I was in right when I heard that. But now, when I heard who might be playing Lady Gaga's father, Andrew Dice Clay. Come on, you guys!
Wait.
Andrew Dice Clay playing like the most Italian version of himself, which is pretty Italian.
Right?
No? Not?
I mean,
come
on. Bean?
I mean, it's surprising casting.
Is it, though?
I think it is.
Yeah, okay. I think that's why he's.
All right.
I think this is what he meant by saying it.
But I think it could be fine.
Fine? It's Andrew Dice Clay.
It could be fine.
I'm not
Lady Gaga's dad.
Right, yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I mean, I can see being excited about who the leads are in that movie. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of bandwidth for concern of the supporting cast. I really don't.
Ew.
Right?
Wow. How elitist. Hey, all these stars were born today, March 24th. Actor Louis Anderson is 64, and I'm just going to say it again in case you missed it earlier. Baskets is doing some of its best work this season, and Louis Anderson is a miracle.
That is on FX.
FX. It is so good. Wrestler The Undertaker is 52. Actor Jim Parsons, 44. Actress Allison Hannigan is 43. Lake Bell is 38. And actress Jessica Chastain is 40. I'm Allie McKay and Pharrell Garmo.
The reviews are coming in on your haiku, Kevin.
Right?
Listener
Ken's who's across the board.
Listener whose name is also Kevin, by the way, so he probably can't be trusted. But he says, seriously, what was that? No wonder the Japanese hate us. Biggest fail ever, not even
that
close, Kevin.
That was a perfect haiku.
The reason we're talking about haiku, the ancient Japanese form of poetry, is we're giving away some tickets for Kevin Means April Foolishness right now, plus access to the Big Lee pre-party at the Shrine Auditorium next Saturday night, April 1st, to see Bill Burr and David Koechner and Jimmy Pardo and Taylor Williamson and all the rest. We're looking for your haikus right now at 1-800-520-1067. This is called Foolishness Haiku.
Foolish Haiku. Hi.
Or Foolish Haiku.
Or Foolish Haiku.
We don't always know.
Which may be more accurate.
I mean.
And don't forget, if you want to...
Foolish Haiku. Hi.
Okay. If you want to open the show, you still can. We're looking for funny people to upload some video for us to watch at krock.com. Deadline is 10 a.m. for that, and then we'll vote next week to find out who's going to open the show. All right. Who's our first contestant here?
Let's start with Raul in El Monte. Hello, Raul.
Buenos dias, party people.
And buenos dias to you as well. Now, Kevin, how many pairs of tickets do we have to give away? If you do a haiku, do you automatically win?
We
have 5 winners.
We have 5 winners, Pete.
5 winners, okay. All right, so we may have to be a little bit particular. If we like your haiku, we're giving you tickets. And you are up first, Raul. What do you have for us?
Low on funds this month. Girlfriend's bugging for me time. Tacos, sex, after.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but girlfriend.
It's foolishness, not singles party.
Oh, completely, completely wrong.
Oh, my God.
You're
Kevin,
in.
God damn it.
You're in. So, I'm already in Las Vegas. There's what's no way we even finish this show. All right. Raul has his tickets. Let's see what
Get
Joe's talking about.
Chip, it's not that funny.
Joe is in orange. He is up next.
All right, Joe, hi.
Good morning, guys. How
By the way, I was probably 3/4 of a second from hanging up on him. Hey, Joe. We're doing, everybody but me is doing well.
Okay, great.
All right. Oof. Are you ready?
I'm ready. What happened to me? A dude pulled a gun on me. R.I.P. Carlos.
Kevin, is that worth Weenie Rose tickets? What do you think?
R.I.P. Carlos wins it for me. I mean, I'm
all right.
Fine. We'll see you at April Foolish this next weekend, Joe. Well done, my friend. Thank you. Oh, well, that happened. All right. Do you guys think anyone heard that?
No.
Okay.
You're good.
Jamie, hi.
Hey, what's up, people?
We are doing...
Foolish haiku. Hi.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here you go.
It's my birthday week. I am broke and need a gift. Please help me have fun.
I mean,
I felt the sincerity in that.
It's a
I really
week,
did,
guys.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see you there, Jamie. Thank you.
See you, Coachella.
By the way, again, it's April Foolishness,
wow.
Kevin. But I would also like to point out that the pressure is on because it's the Bigley pre-party, too. So you get to come to the thing before the thing. So this is a great prize today.
You do get to come to the mm-hmm. thing before the thing.
And yeah. never forget that.
That's accurate.
What's the thing, Kevin?
Shut up. All right, where do we want to go here?
Alex Silverlake.
Okay, line 4. Hey, Alex.
Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh. All right. I don't care for Alex anymore.
I don't know. It sounds like the kids have taken over his household. Yeah. We need to send the authorities. All right,
Let's try James in Westminster, line 7, up next. We've done, what, 3 so far? We've got 2 more to go.
Yes, James, hi.
Good morning, Kevin. I want what you're drinking.
Amen. We all
right?
do.
I wasn't sure anyone heard that, but you did, huh?
That's I sure did. I loved it.
That's a shame. All right. We're doing
Foolish Haiku. Hey!
Are you ready?
I'm ready. The jokes flow freely. I want to party bigly. Bean, stay on the stage.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
I'd say that's an automatic.
Yeah, he
I
got it
so
all
too.
In there.
Yeah, and that's good advice. I'm glad you reminded me, James.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, let's try Dave Riverside, line 8. He might be our final contestant if he wins the tickets here.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, all you party fools.
And you as well, my friend.
That didn't sound natural at all.
No, not at all.
All right, are you ready?
I am. April is for fools. Comedy is for laughter. Kevin is an ass.
I can't disagree with a single statement in your haiku.
I mean, he said Kevin is an ass.
Yeah.
That was
your problem is that it's 4 syllables.
No, Kevin is an ass. That's an ass. Fine.
No, it's five.
Yeah, he's good. I think he's good.
What's wrong with you guys?
No, but he called me an ass.
Oh,
I'm
just
saying.
That on principle alone.
I thought I was supposed to speak the truth in the haiku.
Well
Dave
done,
is
Dave.
In. Dave is in.
Dave
and I'm
is
buying
way
a drink.
See you next Saturday night. If you want to go, you still can buy your tickets. They're on sale now at AXS.com. Proceeds to great charities as low as $25. This has been Foolish Haiku. Hey, don't forget, at 9 a.m., once again, we want to hook you up with tickets to go see Coldplay. They're coming to the Rose Bowl on October 6th. By the way, for a band that was going to retire and was going away, it sure seems like they've been doing a lot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Remember we heard, oh, this is it, we're done. This album comes out and we're done. I feel like that was 2 years ago. Anyway, they're continuing to tour with a great number of European summer vacation dates, and you get to choose the one. If you win the Rose Bowl tickets, you get to choose the destination where they're playing in Europe and go see the band again over there. Get all the details at KROQ.com. Your chance to win coming up.
All right, let's talk about getting hurt. Because you're stupid. You're doing something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Bean, I did not see where the story came from with the darts.
I first saw it on a site called The Lad Bible. And, yes, the caption on the video is, "Hold my beer while I throw a bullseye." And oof. Here's the best guess I have as to how this one went down. They're at a bar or pub. They're drinking heavily, they're playing darts, and one of them guarantees that he can throw a bullseye.
The other one, and I don't know who talked who into it, but the other one decides that they're going to test that theory by walking up to the dartboard and putting his hand on the dartboard with his fingers up in a V around the bullseye.
Man.
Meaning that if the guy throwing the dart hits a bullseye, mm-hmm. world champion.
Right.
If he doesn't, he's likely to put a dart through his friend's hand. And let's play the audio here, and let's see if we can determine which one of those two things it was.
Bingo! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Ow! You piece of s***, you did that! That's through my finger.
Oh, my God!
That's through my finger.
Hello,
Steven.
One,
wait, no,
one, two, three.
I feel like that went well. Mm-hmm. All right, so that sounds like a good time.
Sounds like he got the bullseye.
I'm sorry. Let me just point something out. If you're the guy with your hand on the mm-hmm. dartboard, mm-hmm. that's on you
for sure.
Because the guy is. Because the guy's throwing a dart at the dartboard, and your hand's there.
100%.
It's 100% on him. Look, here's the thing about this. And by the way, this video is absolutely real. You do see the dart throw, get thrown onto the board, and it literally goes. It doesn't just hit his hand and bounce off. It sticks in and goes through his finger. It goes in one side of his finger and out the other side for reals, okay? So, yes, it's easy to look at this video and go, what an idiot. However, when we talked about this yesterday off the air, we realized that almost all of us, at least those of us that are male, have done equally stupid things with our friends that seem so fun in the moment, but afterwards, of course, it's a stupid idea.
I was so floored when being told his story because it is identical to mine. We both did the same dumbass thing.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Go ahead, Bean. Tell the story.
When I had a job one summer painting houses with a friend of mine, I don't know where it came from or why we did it or why we thought it was a good idea. But in downtime, we threw screwdrivers at one another's shoes. In other words...
Oh, you wore shoes?
Yes, we wore
what
shoes.
What pussies?
So I would take a screwdriver and I would hurl it as hard as I could at the ground at my friend's feet to see how close I could get to his shoe. And I don't have to tell you that on more than one occasion, I missed and the screwdriver went into his foot.
Wait, more than one occasion? Once it goes into his foot, isn't he out?
I think when I say that, I think it happened in both directions. I think it happened in that direction, and I think because of that, it then happened in the other direction at another time.
I see.
Because it wasn't fair to quit the game if only one person had his foot punctured by a screwdriver.
Right. You got to – then all's not right in the world.
Yes,
you need
exactly.
balance.
So I tell that story. And apparently, Kevin, you had a very similar experience thousands of miles away.
It was a pocket knife and no shoes. We were barefoot.
Oh, God. No shoes.
In a park. First throw. First throw, it went through his foot, but different.
Uh-huh.
It was me throwing, thank God.
Right.
And I did it on purpose because I didn't want him to throw.
Yeah.
Because we didn't make it all balanced and make it okay. He was screaming.
That was just
pain. And getting the knife out was rough.
Poor Robbie Joyner.
It was probably Robbie. So do you remember, because I don't, you know my memory, but do you remember, was there any fallout from the parents where they had to ask you, what were you thinking?
Oh, of
Why
course.
Did that seem like a good idea?
Bean,
there's no answer, right?
Bean, you don't think when I was a kid that happened to me every day? Every day my parents would say, what are you thinking? And you're not. And by the way, it wasn't drunk.
Yeah.
Just in a park, thinking it would be fun.
Mine wasn't a drunky thing either. It was, during the afternoon while you're painting or
whatever. We need to do that again this weekend. Let's do it in Vegas.
That's a terrible idea. We're old enough now to know don't do that.
No, come on. It's still fun.
So we want to hear how you or your friend or friends got hurt because you guys were showing off or making bets or making dares or just seeing what you could get away with.
It's dumbassery.
It's dumbassery.
You were a dumbass. And you got hurt. How did it happen? Omar,
or your friends got hurt. You hurt somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. So how did it work out for you at 1-800-520-1067? You're not proud of it. When you look back on it, you can't believe that anyone in you or your circle of friends agreed to do the thing, but you did, and now you're stuck with the story. Omar, you're here too. What happened?
Yeah, I was about 15, and I wasn't drunk either, and my buddy got a trampoline.
So just bouncing up and down gets really boring.
Sure.
So we decide to move the trampoline, I don't know, maybe 10 feet from the roof. He had a one-story house. So we would jump from the roof onto the trampoline onto like a hill.
A grass hill.
Okay. And it was super fun. And then one day what could go wrong? So one day my buddy decides to, he was on the trampoline while I was jumping from the roof, and he does one of these, like, you know, he bounces, so I caught a bad bounce, like a super bounce.
Oh, no.
Okay? So I get the super bounce, I do about one, maybe one and a half backflips, and I land forehead first into a picnic table. They tell me I passed out for a full minute.
This explains so, so much.
Yeah, everything's clear.
About Omar.
Yeah. I think I was out for maybe 5-10 seconds, and I tried to play it off. Oh, I'm fine. I just sat down and had to get, you know, kind of get my brain back, you know, and functioning right.
It hasn't happened.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened
yet.
And then
I was good, and then continued to do it.
You didn't even learn your lesson from it.
I don't know. And I got a big old scar on my forehead. You could still, if you look closely, you could still see it, yeah.
I can't count because we grew up in Phoenix, and we had a swimming pool. I can't count the number of times we jumped off the roof into the swimming pool.
I did that too.
And I hurt myself many times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But see, that's the thing. Because
it was a shallow end, so you had to really, really jump.
But you look at it now, Kevin, and now you're a father. Can you in a million years imagine your kid jumping off the roof into the pool?
No,
they're so terrified, though.
They're so much smarter than I am.
Because that could end not just hurt.
Yeah, of course.
Very bad.
I have another one. I think at this point I was like 16, and my buddy had just gotten a used car, an old Toyota Corolla, and I figure, hey, dude, let me ride in the hood.
So nice.
nothing wrong could happen, right? So it was only like I lived in the corner house, and he lived about half a block down. So, give me a ride to your house. So he's probably going like 10 miles an hour, but I feel like he's going 30. And he hits the brakes. I go flying off the hood. Two front flips, break my left hand.
Sweet.
Oh, Mar.
Yeah. And I had a type of mom, like if I would get hurt, she would get angry. You know what I mean?
Really?
So I played it off for like a whole evening. I was in such pain. My uncle came home. He used to work graveyard. He came home 5 a.m. He hears me crying in my sleep.
Oh.
Awesome.
Because I was like, no, it'll heal.
What a pussy.
Now, here's what I'm learning so far by the stories and by the people on hold. All guys.
Oh, yeah.
Shocking.
It's a total
This
dude
is
thing.
A guy thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
All right. John, you hang on. Brandon, don't go anywhere. Jason, Glenn, we'll get to all of you when we return right after this on K-Rock.
Well, we're finding out that boys are dumb is what's the topic here. You and your friends were horsing around. Somebody challenged somebody. Somebody said, bet you can't. Somebody said, hey, let's do this dumb thing. And you got hurt. That's what we're talking about at 1-800-520-1067. Brent writes in, my brothers and I used to sit on the floor, spread our legs and touch our feet. Then we would roll a ball as hard as we could into each other's junk. First one to quit lost.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a fun game, right?
Wow.
Scott, we decided to play car tag while in cars. We didn't ram the cars into each other. You had to get out of the car and physically tag the other car. It was very stupid. Surprisingly enough, there were never any accidents, and the worst injury was someone slipped, fell, and broke his wrist. So that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. Our Kevin and Bean listeners were able to survive to get to the point where they can call us.
All right, let's start with Jason in Huntington Beach. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
What was the dumb thing you did as a kid that you got hurt with?
Yeah, so a bunch of friends of mine got my friend's compound bow, and we were shooting a bow and arrow, an arrow across the street into the field, mm-hmm. like up as high as we could. And we were like 13, 14, so we could barely pull it back.
Right.
So my friend pulled it back, turned it up, and he shot it straight up in the air. And so we all scattered, but the guy that shot it kind of ran to like four different spots in like a circle. And then he bent over, and he covered his neck, and it slammed right into his back.
Oh.
Huh.
So
he shot himself in the back with a bow and
okay,
arrow.
Is he okay?
He is okay.
Okay, that's the best story I've ever heard.
That's amazing.
Because watching people run around when they don't know where it's going to come
land.
Out right
yeah.
is absurd, first of all, and then to shoot himself.
I bet New Year's Eve is fun at that guy's house, man.
That's awesome.
Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go to Brandon, line two. He's in Whittier up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Brandon, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Dumbassery that got you hurt.
You guys ever heard of masting?
Masting.
Is it sexual?
Masting. No, it's not sexual. It's when, so you basically need two people in the car, and anyone who's up to do it, basically one person's driving, and the passenger climbs out of the passenger side window onto the hood and windshield, and you basically hold on for dear life as your back is against the windshield and your legs are kind of dangling off towards the hood.
It sounds like a very reasonable way to spend your time.
I like it. So far, I'm in. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we decide, me and two people, after a heavy night of drinking, decide to go do this in, like, some random hills in Whittier. And it was my turn, so I get up on the hood, and I'm holding on, and I'm doing it for a good 20 seconds, and I decide this isn't real masting unless I'm riding this thing like a surfboard, right?
Oh,
so I climb up on
so
the
you
hood.
So you stood up.
And as I'm doing it, I end up bailing because he makes a right turn, and a motorcyclist was coming on the other lane, and I don't know how Jesus was looking after me, but he missed me barely, and I got road rash all over my face, and you know, I'm a pretty specimen, and that killed my game for like 2 months.
Only 2 months.
Yeah. It was,
well, you make good choices, and I thank
Brandon.
You for sharing this story with
what
us,
a specimen.
Let's try another call from Whittier. John is on line one. He's up next talking about dumbassery, as Kevin put it, that got you or your friends hurt. You were doing something stupid. In retrospect, easy to see bad idea, but at the time it made sense. What happened, John?
Well, a coworker and I got some stupid thing in our head one day that we were going to start hitting each other with staplers and stapling each other. It kind of started because I was a supervisor and he did something to kind of piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
And he hid the write-up form so I couldn't write him up. So I gave him the option to either give me the write-up form or I'm going to staple him in the leg as hard as I can.
I got to be honest. I want to work with you.
Sounds reasonable. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
He chose the stapler. But then ever since then, it just became like a daily thing where we would just like, as we're walking by, just whack each other with the stapler as hard as we could. In front of customers, behind customers' backs, it didn't matter. Like, it was just like a thing we did. And, you know, the staple didn't hurt so much. It was more getting hit with the blunt object that hurt. So,
and that went on for how long?
Oh, that went on for months and months, for as long as we worked with each other. And then, you know, at parties or, you know, just hanging out, people will be, I'll dare somebody to do something and say, if you didn't do it or if you did it, I'll hit myself with a stapler in the arm. And they wouldn't believe I'd do it. And I just...
Good times.
You've got some damage upstairs, don't you?
You really do. You really do.
Hey, no, you know...
Oh, yes. Thank you, John. We got to move on. We got... is it Jones on line six? Jones or John? Studio City, line six?
Hey, Jones or Johns?
It's Gons with a G.
Gons.
Okay. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, man?
Well, brother, when I was in, early 80s, Dan Marino at the top of his prime in Miami, my buddies and I decided, let's throw a football at each other as hard as we can from as close as we can. And sure enough, we're about 10, 12 feet away from one another. I'm a little bit better at catching and throwing than my buddy Eddie is. I caught his pass. When I threw it back to him, his pinky, the tip of it met his knuckle.
Oh my God.
So it crushed the pinky?
It absolutely destroyed his pinky. He had a nub. And I thought, you know what? I've been to the ER before. I've broken a couple of bones. We just got to pull this thing out. So I grabbed the pinky tip and pulled it out. I did the best I could, but it's still crooked to this day, 20-some-odd years later. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome. That is great.
He's not mad at me. He loves me. So we're good.
Happy to hear it. Thank you for the call, Gons. Appreciate that. Hey, guys. Kim is a lady person on line eight. Is it possible that we have one woman out there who's guilty of dumbassery?
Kim?
Hi.
This is usually a guy trait.
I know. I had a feeling I should just call in.
All right.
This is probably not as common for girls to be doing things like this. All my sisters, actually. So there's three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, we used to go to my grandma's house. And she had a lot of fun things to do. And, you know, we would get ourselves into trouble. So she had a treadmill upstairs that we one day thought was a good idea to just turn on full speed. And we all lined up and would sit on it, like on our bum, and just fly off and hit whatever was in front of us. We did it one after the next. Then we ended up opening up the closet because we thought that was better because we were kind of running into the doors at first. to open the closets. We were just flying in there. We ended up with a lot of nosebleeds, burns, cuts. We ended up recruiting our cousins to do it.
But even once you start getting hurt, though, why do you continue to do it?
I don't know. It was just so much fun. And we just kept cranking it higher and higher and faster and faster. And it kind of became like, who wants to continue to do it and who can stand the pain? And so,
well, it does sound like fun.
It was fun. And then our parents found out, and then we had to stop. We got grounded.
Yeah. It ruins all the fun, right? Ruins all
stupid
the fun.
Parents.
Buzzkill.
Kim, you are awesome, and I love you, and I thank you for calling. This is ridiculous, Kevin. We could take 50 of these calls.
Yeah.
Look at the people that are dialing with the dumb things they did. We may have to revisit this another time.
Agreed.
LAOC's Alternative Rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Some tremendous videos for you today at krock.com. We'll tell you all about that, plus give you some tickets to see Coldplay right after the top of the hour. First, though, in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. Here's Allie.
You guys, we know him. We love him. He played last year's Foolishness. Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy. And Kevin?
He's the best.
Do you want to mention what he did at last year's Foolishness?
Well, he was doing a thing in Vegas, mm-hmm. and he said that he would stay. He would open Foolishness.
Yeah.
Then he would take up his own, pay for his own private plane to mm-hmm. go to Vegas and do his gig. Mm-hmm. And then, on top of that, he not only donated his time and the cost of that flight to Vegas, he went and donated to the charities that were supporting with April Foolishness.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I don't know anyone else like that.
Yeah, and he's also one of those guys that will say yes to everything if it helps someone else out, which I think became a bit of a burden to him. About a month ago, he said on Twitter that he's canceling the rest of his tour, and he basically just wanted to get healthy, and no one really knew what was going on. Well, TMZ has learned that he cited health and emotional issues. And he's been hitting the gym with a celebrity boxing trainer, and he's already dropped over 20 pounds. At the time that he stopped his tour, he weighed more than 360 pounds, but now he's putting on the gloves 5 times a week, 2 hours a time, putting in work in the ring and on the speed bag, and his goal is to shed 50 more pounds before he joins the road
again.
That
is a tough workout.
Yeah.
He will be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Good, I'm glad. That makes me happy.
Yeah. It looks like he's on the road to getting better, and we all want to see him back on the road, but take as much time, Fluffy, as you can and want to. You don't need to be on the road. You've done it, I think, nonstop for, what, about a decade and
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, maybe just take some Fluffy time.
Do you think that he's listening to you right now?
Yeah, right now, yeah. I told him, I said, I've got some advice for you. Tune in to the 850 Showbiz. A lot of people were wondering, people that follow Kendrick Lamar on Instagram, hey, why'd you erase all your pictures? And then he posted just the numeral 4 on Thursday. Well, that was followed up with the release of his new song called The Heart, Part 4. Have you listened to it, Kevin?
Have. Love. I love Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, you do.
I really love
him. He's the main reason you want to go to Coachella this year.
Yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, we have a little clip for you. That's not it.
That's a real change of style for K-Dot, as he's now being called, by the way.
Oh, we're talking about Kendrick Lamar?
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, my bad.
Yelling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I am the greatest rapper alive. So damn great, motherfucker, I've died. What you hearing now is a paranormal vibe. House on the hill, house on the beach. Max. A condo in Compton, I'm still in reach. Max. I'm fresh out the water, I'm about to breach. The 5 foot giant woke up out of his sleep. Oh yeah, more cars, more leers, more bars, no peers, no scars, no fear. Y'all sincere, I heard the whispers, I heard the whispers, you know what the whispers.
Man, I love him.
You do love him. And at the end of the rap, he says, y'all got till April 7th to get y'all together. So people are assuming April 7th, that's when his album's dropping?
I hope.
Sounds possible, yeah.
I sure hope.
Yeah. So that's some good stuff. I did not like this headline that Blake Shelton was caught kissing another woman until I read the next line at a show in Omaha, Nebraska last weekend. Phew. I was going to beat him up, right? Cheating on Gwen Stefani.
Why is it okay to cheat in Oklahoma?
Well, he was on stage.
The laws in Oklahoma are very different.
Mostly the laws.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Butt stuff is legal there.
Right.
No, he was kissing a woman who turned out to be Elda Dotson. She held up a sign saying she was wishing for a smooch from Blake for her 70th birthday.
Okay.
Right? So Blake's like, yeah, with tongue. And Elda's like, bring it. None of that happened, but he did smooch her on stage. And then she's in hospice care. She left to go to the show, see him, 70th birthday, got a smooch, went back home.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty amazing. Kevin, would you do that for a 70-year-old listener of Kevin and Bean?
I mean...
You hate old people. But
no.
You do hate old people.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I live in an area where there's a lot of old people, and old people drive cars very poorly. So that's where most of my hatred comes from.
Okay.
And they drive me crazy.
But you also hate old people because they walk slowly through crosswalks. You hate that.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. Right.
And you hate old people because they never have their S together when they're in front of you at the pharmacy.
That's true. But I would say if I could make that big of a difference, of course I would. But no one would want a kiss from me that's 80 or 70, right?
Call now. If you're 80 years old, you want
to... I mean, I'm not in his position. It would be great to be in his position to be able to really make someone's life
right
by doing that.
Yeah.
By just sharing a little tongue.
Right.
I hope there's an 80-year-old listener at the singles party.
I do, too.
I got
dibs on her if there is.
You know what, Bean? Let's find one. No, it doesn't need to listen. Just an 80-year-old that's out there probably at a slot machine,
just
right?
Just sitting at a slot machine for the last week and a half.
Just be like, I want to make your year. How about some tongue from a young man named Kevin? This is very weird.
Wow, Vegas is really shaping up to be a lot of fun.
I would do it.
I know you
I got to be honest. I would do that.
All right. All of these stars were born today, March the 24th. We've got Jessica Chastain turning 40, Lake Bell 38, Allison Hannigan 43, the wrestler The Undertaker is 52, and Louis Anderson is turning 64. I'm Allie McKay, in for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Congratulations to Junior Quintana. Just won Coldplay tickets to see them at the Rose Bowl October 6th and qualified for the European summer vacation with Coldplay, where he can pick to see them in Italy or the UK or France or Germany or Sweden or Belgium or Ireland.
Wow.
So that's the grand prize drawing, and he is qualified for that. Your chance to win is coming up.
Sound like you were going to say something. Okay.
In a few minutes. Here.
Our friend Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico, producer of the Kevin and Bean Show, is here, which means it's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world, it is time for the Internet Roundup. So tell all the boys and girls, we've got funny and sexy, even music too. We've got all the greatest videos, and they're mostly on YouTube.
The man says all the best viral videos of the week in one location. You should just bookmark it and come back to it every week. It's krock.com or kevinandbean.com. Dave, this is a good batch, my friend.
Yeah.
Something I never thought I'd see in MMA, one of the videos you have to check out, is a fighter by the name of Joseph Naim who loses. The referee calls him out in a fight, and he is so furious that while his opponent, who has just won the fight, is, you know, hands in the air celebrating with the crowd.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. He gets knocked out, Bean. He gets knocked out, has no idea where he's at, so he tries to take down the ref and tries to choke him out.
That's what I'm saying. While his opponent is celebrating the win, our fighter is knocked out, jumps up, and decides to choke out the referee. He has the referee on the ground and is choking him out. They have to come and pull him off of fighting with the referee.
That was awesome.
It's pretty crazy to see something like
that.
Did they
change the scores?
No, the fight was over.
Oh,
fight
so
was
already he over. Didn't win then?
Yeah. That's a video you definitely need to check out. Also, my favorite rapper, Mac Lethal, is back too, and he has created a rap with lots of advice for a couple that he was sitting next to at a coffee shop that was having a fight.
Hey, guy, stay out of it.
He just breaks down the whole fight and what his recommendation is for this couple, and I guess he's just hoping they'll hear it. First, though, here's some that we have some great audio for you. Kevin, I know you're in love with this Deadpool musical one.
Yeah, it's funny.
This is so well done, and it's just a fan video, by the way. I mean, this has nothing to do with the real people, but they really made it look great. They decided to make a Deadpool musical using the Beauty and the Beast song Gaston and make a parody of that. And if you can't imagine Deadpool as a musical, check this out.
No one flips like Deadpool, changes clothes like Deadpool. No one wields katanas and rips like Deadpool. I'm especially good at decapitating.
Heads roll for Deadpool.
When I was a boy, I humped this unicorn every morning to help me. But lately I'm thinking I might hump the Hulk. Tell me, what is that like, Roman?
It's really good, you guys.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's amazing how stoked people are for Deadpool 2, and it's not coming out for a long time, but there's just so much stuff popping out with people just getting ready for it, you know? Just to... bursting with excitement.
Can't wait.
Every office has a Kevin.
After it won all those Oscars. You know?
Really. It seemed to have been neglected by the Academy. No. I think that every office has a Kevin. His name might not be Kevin, but there's that one guy in the office who's just a bubble off. And in the White House, it's Sean Spicer.
Bubble off?
I don't know what a bubble off is.
Sure you do.
Okay,
That's an expression about a bubble off of a level.
Oh, okay. So you're out of balance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So out of whack.
In the White House.
Just say dumb.
There, Kevin, is a man named Sean Spicer who, look, I'm going to give him a lot of credit in the world because he has a nearly impossible job, which is to keep up with all the news that is coming out of this White House and answer all of those questions that journalists have that you just don't have the answer to, and you really just have to stand up there and just spin as much as you can. It doesn't always go great for Sean Spicer. Jimmy Kimmel put together a little video in tribute to him.
Hey guys, good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Yesterday, the President President issued a memorandum outlining executive branch hiring. The President's made it clear throughout his time, the President will depart from this White House to the Winter White House, welcome and confirm Secretary Tillerson, Secretary of Education. With as he prosecuted the Klan, law enforcement, a humanitarian imperative. This meeting was an important economically lowering drug prices. First order of in that these brave men and women. He's appointed a tough, calling for tougher vetting individuals from travelers build a large physical barrier. Good morning. Good afternoon. It's not my fault.
Look, is he our Kevin or is he not our Kevin?
Oh, he's our Kevin, yeah, unfortunately.
And finally,
Words can be hard.
I guess it can be, yeah. Absolutely. And finally, this is Dave's favorite video, maybe of the whole year. This is a doctor. Her name is Shannon Dollar. What do you think she is? She looks like she may be around 45, 50 years old, maybe, Dave?
Maybe 50, maybe late 50s.
Okay. She has decided that the way to get the word out about, now get ready for this, about senior citizens... getting STDs.
I don't. We
which
don't.
Apparently is very Let's much on the increase in our country.
But you know it's going down in the senior citizen centers.
But do we want to apparently need to focus on
people in their 70s and 80s, Kevin, are having lots of unsafe, unprotected sex. And she's a medical doctor, so she is trying to raise awareness of the risk of STDs for old people. And the way she decided to do it for some reason is by rapping.
Love it.
She is a doctor who is rapping to the tune of Ice Ice Baby about STDs. I think you'll enjoy this.
Safe sex, baby.
Vaginal atrophy is something. A sex catastrophe, it can be the real thing. Quick to the point I'm making. Lubrication's key, and you know I'm not faking. Trauma from guys' erections. Tears, thin skin without detection. Listen up and learn from this lection if you don't want a nasty groin infection. Aging, it's just a normal stage. We all gotta get on the same safe sex page. Fellas on standby, wanting more to say hi. Should you stop? Should you just drive by? Wait till they're checked at an STD shop. Check things out from the bottom to the top. Your sex life can be later and stronger, thanks by Agri-Boy Parts Work Longer. Living
a sex revolution. Being sex savvy is the smartest sex solution. Let's break it down. Cougars all around. All these STDs all the time being found. Bodies. We're just a cafeteria. Cesspool of germs, of virus, and bacteria. What's called the clap? Gonorrhea's got a rap. Sleeping around? Probably a trap. Subtle and sneaky is chlamydia. You may not even know when that bug has gotten into you. Syphilis makes a painless little sore. Then you spread it around every time you score. All around the scene. Back in action. Tear things up. Put your parts in traction. STDs are a problem. One way to solve it. See your family doctor.
Safe sex, baby.
Come on, you guys.
You guys.
One of my favorite
Dowler, huh?
Is if there's a problem, Lube will solve it.
She's rapping it, Nana and Papa.
Yeah, well, who's her target?
Yeah,
70, 80-year-olds.
Yes. Oh,
this
no.
is she's and she's using Ice Baby.
Yeah,
like
this
they
is
all love that.
Dr. D, y'all.
But Kevin, the people that she's going for probably they were in their 40s when Ice Baby came out, right? So they might know it and like it.
None of them know it.
Well, look,
and yet, yet it's awesome.
I want you to do two things. I want you to go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com to watch this video and all the others on the roundup. And I also want you, the next time you see your grandparents, is give them a little high five.
Oh.
Doing good work.
Those videos were awesome. Now, baby, go watch the internet roundup. Yeah.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. LA and OC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:36.
I know we're going to Las Vegas today. I know we got a singles party tonight.
Yes.
Did we send the right guy ahead of us to get the preparations in place?
Yes, we did.
We did.
The listeners went yesterday. We were unable to go because we couldn't do the show from there today due to a lot of
circumstances.
Stuff. Yes.
Right.
So we're going today. But Muggs went yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he's on the phone with us now. And you can be a judge of what shape he's in when he talks to us. Hey, Muggs.
Yeah, Kevin and Bean.
Wow. He has rebounded.
Singles party.
What a turnaround.
You started drinking again, didn't you?
You are absolutely correct, sir.
Now, we talked to Muggs a couple of hours ago, and he sounded one inch from death. Mm-hmm. I can't believe this is the same young man.
Say that again, because my best friend Bobby that I just met on the street was talking in my left ear. Could you repeat that question?
Your best friend Bobby, who you just met on the street.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
My best friend Bobby is a little down on his luck, so I went over to Walgreens, got him some food, got him maybe a couple drinks. But, you know, we're having a good time.
Look at Muggs spreading the wealth around.
Are you drinking with a homeless guy?
With a bum? Is that what's
happening? Pretty much. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Muggs is drinking with bums.
I took a picture with him, and I'm going to post it to my Instagram, so it's pretty good.
But it's a very kind thing for you to do.
It is.
And yet, you're drinking with bums at 9:30 in the morning.
At
9:30 in the morning.
Guys, yeah. I'm down on my luck. He's down on his luck. Mm-hmm. What better guy to have on your side, right?
Plus, he might carve you out a piece of that sidewalk that you can live on starting tomorrow.
Hey, I'm down. The weather's nice here in Vegas.
Okay. All right. I love drunk Muggs, by the way.
Same.
I love him. What's this piece of tape from earlier today, Kevin, that we wanted to play? Is this Muggs still on the bus on the way to Las Vegas with our listeners?
Yeah, this is the craziness that was going on.
What do you expect out of the Kevin and Bean marching Bow Wow singles party?
Oh, nothing but legitness, man. Nothing but legitness, yeah.
Yeah, Juan. Where are you from, Juan?
Paramount.
Paramount in the house. Is that... Am I thinking of Downey or where was the... They had a space program in one of those. Was that Paramount? No.
That's Borderline Downey and Paramount, yeah.
Downey, yeah. They had like a NASA program out there.
Yeah, they did.
I'm hammered, Juan. Juan, I can't figure out how to stop my recording machine.
Oh, man.
Can you do it for me?
Can
you do it for me?
He's asking a guy on the bus to turn off his, quote, recording machine.
God bless him.
Does that sound familiar at all to you, Muggs? Do you remember that conversation?
I remember that I couldn't see, like, 2 inches in front of my face at that point. I was having a hard time.
Really? It didn't come through on the tape.
Mm-mm.
Sounded great.
All right. One more tiny piece of tape from the bus ride with our listeners on the way to Las Vegas for the party tonight. And maybe you can provide some context once you hear this clip. What was going on when this chant started?
In my butt! In my butt! In my butt!
Okay. In my butt! Oh, okay. In my butt! Is that what we're chanting?
Yeah!
Okay.
bugs. What's happening there?
That was the famous tricking game in the butt. Come on, that's it. Everybody knows that game.
I am, I guess, unaware of the in my butt game.
Do you drink beer with your butt? Because I mean, if that's the case.
Kevin's in. Kevin, you know what? It's more of a figurative thing.
Put Bobby on the phone.
No.
Here, Kevin. Okay, guys, hold on. How much time you got? Because we will keep going. You guys ready for this?
Sure.
Yeah, we just want to say hello. Sure.
Here's Bobby. Here's Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
In 1986, age 8, I just sing this, right?
What?
I was sitting down the street in Y64, shocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. I went to the park to get the scooter, knuckleheads out. There goes.
Here goes.
The hoop. A car rolls up. Who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolls down when I start to say it's all about making that GTA.
Come on, everybody. Come on.
Look at that. That's fantastic.
That's Bobby. He's more clear-headed than you, Muggs.
Yeah.
I can tell. You know how much wisdom he's given me today already?
Well, the boys in the hood are always hard.
That's what I heard, yes.
Allie.
Yeah.
He told me how to make a, like, this amazing health. He doesn't want me to talk about it on the air, but he told me how to make this amazing. He told me how to make this amazing juice that will save my life.
I bet okay. Bobby's got some juice for you.
Yeah,
it'll save your life.
We're gonna let you get to that.
Well, listen, Allie's very much in love.
You gotta
and she's looking forward
right
to meeting.
You got
to
get the
Bobby
juice
tonight.
You got to get the juice right out of the spigot, though.
Can we get Bobby into the singles party tonight?
No.
I think we're busy. Okay.
We're
with
good.
The,
all right.
The thing.
Okay. We're good. We got the people to meet and all that.
We got to go. You're doing great work. We'll see you tonight with our listeners at the party. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Kevin, when are we hitting the hold'em tables?
I'm getting there at about 1 p.m. So you tell me.
Call me up.
You, me, and Bobby.
Holy
crap. That is what's happening in Las Vegas, and this is 12 hours before the party.
I'm so unbelievably jealous that I'm not there right now.
Wow.
Get through the showbiz, would you?
Yeah. New album from the Gorillaz coming out April 28th. It's called Humans. A lot of amazing contributors. Grace Jones, Mavis Staples, Danny Brown, De La Soul, Pusha T, many more. But yesterday, a song was released that features Savage's Jenny Beth and a guy that goes by the name of Noel Gallagher.
How about that?
What? And if you know much about the whole situation with Damon Albarn from Blur, they basically duked it out, Blur and Oasis, in the 90s. It was like the battle of Britpop, and they didn't speak for decades.
Yeah, they hated each other.
Well, now they're working on this song. It's called We Got the Power.
I gotta tell you, that sounds great.
It sounds real good.
I'm really looking forward to that album now.
Me too. You know, the sooner I finish showbiz, the sooner we can leave for Vegas,
right?
A lot of birthdays, you guys. Check them out online. Just Google them. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
She is really done.
She really is.
She has already called the Uber for her ride to the airport, so she's got to get out front.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are doing random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a 5 p.m. commercial-free hour this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Monday morning, we're going to tell you all about the singles party. We got LaQuisha on the program. We got Petros on the program. We're going to talk to Harvey Levin. It's all that good stuff. Right now, though, let's do this so that we can do the other stuff. I need to meet Bobby. Who's with me?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Stay tuned.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well, here's what you should do. Kill yourself.
Roll another one.
Well, this is uncomfortable.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit.
Why are you the worst?
And I need another hit.
God had to raise up somebody like him that's not a traditional person. He's not a politician. But you see, God's having the last laugh because he's raised up Trump.
Roll another one.
50 Shades of Crazy.
Just like
thank you for pointing that out.
This one seems to be about sentiment.
Can I get a woo-woo?
And I don't have another cent.
And what do you think of people using the N-word? Is it a bad idea? That's a pretty bad idea, right?
Wake up, I need to make money.
Just pass it around.
You all should feel like a bunch of dumbasses.
That's the business we call show.
I just pass it on down.
What the f- was that? That was a bunch of bullshit.
Till next time, bye-bye. Boom, bada-bing, bada-boom. It's easy peasy. You know what I mean? Forget about it. Yeah, everybody knows.
Don't say one more word. Get out of here now. Get out!
Let me just say, you invited me here.
Right, but I thought you were going to be gone like a while ago.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This was a success.
Haters gonna hate!
This party!